דרך לימודנו, we're going to be זכת כמה מגוליס כדרך אמור, but this is a gemara, but the פושב שעת חייס נשבים עליהם פושב שעת on in מעיין, on being נסדר, the רישיינים in the פושב שעת so אימא כסוגי in the סוגי תלת אופס צווי בעצם, that's what I want to break it off the first, there's the נידן and the מייסר there's the נידן and the מייסר how you call in the מייסר and that is a מחליקס ואשי with the toast and the rosh and then there's the gears of יהוכי the ריטבה says, we'll see soon in Rashi, the Rashi wasn't gears of יהוכי But Tosis is in the rush, a goris yochi. In the middle, if you that, the whole sugya in Tosis in the rush, the whole sugya starts yochi is only noch them that we're talking about manik baragel. For some reason, by rochav nisht, which is a that's a shlomo to rochav. Etzim, this chelik of the sugya is a shirach, is a shiluv between the sugyas of kesam and aluf of munach habekarka and the sugya of rochav and manik. All you say this, that's a etzim a shiluv. First again, let's move aside the sugya. I'll say the pshat. The more clear, the more correct. If we're talking about manik baragel, yochi nikni nami rochav b'meiser. We have a manik baragel. Just in your name, just to make it the seder advarim. Let's say Ruvain's riding on the chamor. When Shimon is tofes b'meiser and state in the brayso, the gears that we had lefenim was Shimon is koine the ganze b'meiser and Ruvain is koine the chamor. Correct the gemara. It sounds like Ruvain's not koine b'chalam the b'meiser. Ruvain's b'chalam not koine the b'meiser. Why isn't Ruvain koine the b'meiser? Nikni nami b'meiser. Zogt again, let's go to the Raila without the Yahachi, the Chilak of the Yahachi. So the Gemara is asking Shalom Nikin Yami Rochav Meiser. What's the Shalom from Nikin Yami Rochav Meiser? That's a place of grace and Machalikas Rashi in this. Rashi Zogt, Nikin Yami Meiser. How is Reuven going to be kind of the Meiser? He didn't make a Kinyan on the Meiser. He made a Kinyan on the Chamor. He made a Kinyan Rochav, or Manik Baraglo, Meshicha on the Chamor. So Rashi, Nikin Yami Rochav Meiser, Shavaroisha Chamor, Shutachsha Chamor, Chamor, Dom. Shtain Rashi, as I went to Ritvan Rashi, the Rashban Rashi, the Rashbun Rashi. The Gemara is not doubting that you made a bezundur ma'isa kinyan on the ma'iser. You didn't make a bezundur ma'isa kinyan on the ma'iser. And Fakir, the Gemara really wasn't asking that Reuven should be kinyan on the whole ma'iser. Reuven should be kinyan nor the chelik of the ma'iser that's on the base paget. That's the chelik that's outlining the face of the behemoth. That's the chelik of the reins that was outlining the face of the behemoth. Somewhat to the behemoth, it's adjacent to the behemoth. That's called base paget. And that the Gemara was saying, why? Because it's tofel to the chamor. Poshu pshan Rashi. You find the same exact musig in Chushabbos. Halacha is that you could go out, a mensch, and a behemoth could go out only with something that's a part of him. The godim are tuffled to him. Other things they're considered a masui. If he has strings attached to him, they're considered a masui. Shtein the Gemara to actually in the Mishnah, the Gemara over there, that a base pagay is considered tuffled to the behemoth. It's not considered a masui. It's considered part of the behemoth, it's tuffled to the behemoth. Al derech zeh shtein Rashi, meaning kinyonim. that if you have something that's mishamish, the Rashi uses the lashon takshet, takshet lav dafka means it beautifies, but anything that's mishamish, the goof of the behema, is kechamor. So if we break up the maaseir, the reins, most of the reins is mishamish the bailim, not mishamish the behema, it's mishamish the bailim. That's not considered botu to the chamor. Of the chelik, it was on the base, again, Rashi over there in Shabbos, the Malfun days, it sounds like it was like a little almost like covered, it was like a sweater on top of the face, something, it protected the face a little bit. That's mishamish the chamor, and that's botu to the chamor, that's tofu to the chamor. That bezunder chelik of the reins, shakti gemara, that's nichla on the same kinyan. Whatever kinyan you made in the chamor, that you made, that also, you made a skal, nitfal also the base pagir. That's well if you Rashi, there's no more Dr. Rishtvit, there's no mokum thing, the gersi hochi. Avada, the shayla, the gemara, that should be kind of the base pagir, it's not totally any kinyan, no ashu. Even if he was kind of the behem of a kinyan sudr, let's say he was kind of the behem of a kinyan sudr. He didn't bechlaw make a maisa mashikh or agbo. Avada, we nitfal a base pagir. Whatever kinyan I made on the gemara, there's no base pagir. That's the shita's Rashi. But Rashi, kumtois, again, that the whole sugya, Ruvain never made a ma'aser kinyan on the ma'aser. Shimon Taka made a ma'aser kinyan on the ma'aser. He was tofus, he was making a hagbo. The Mar is going to deal with it if it works or not. But Ruvain never made a ma'aser kinyan in the ma'aser. He made a ma'aser kinyan in the chamor. Or nichlal in the ma'aser kinyan in the chamor. So, like Rashi, that's what we're starting. The sugya, they didn't make a direct ma'aser kinyan. Toisvis and the Rosh. Toisvis Rosh brings Rashi right away. There's the psich in the sugya before we get to the pratim. Doesn't the Rosh say, Nishtazai? The Mechir from Hemshe Gemara, we'll see soon. And if I did the Gemara, the Gemara was asking the Nikni Ruvain, Nikni, the Rachav, should be Nikni by Meisera. The Gemara held that he's making a Meisera Kinyan in the Meisera also. Not only is Shimon making a Hagbah on the other Chelik in the Meisera, Ruvain's making a Meisera Kinyan in the other half of the Meisera. Stay in the Tazosh, another half of the Meisera. How's he making a Kinyan? The Meshicha. Still two Tazis in the Rosh, we have a Sugi, the Kumi, the Kasugi next week. There's a Locha, if a person makes a Meshicha on a Chamor, and there are other things that are on the chamor. Lav dafka the kichamor dami. Lav dafka the bottle to the chamor. But they're standing on the chamor. They're standing on the chamor. So maybe through the meshicha, schlep the meshicha, through the meshicha sa chamor. It's chal. If to see next week, the gnoi the protim over the meshicha of the chamor is chal. Even memelup, so ripple effect. I do a meshicha on the chamor. It brings also the thing in the chamor. It's as if I made a meshicha on the kelim shalaya. So like Tosfos, that's those sugis downing. The Ruvain made nikni ma meisera. The Ruvain made a meshicha on the meisera. That's the most kasha. It should be kind in the meisera. Oh, so let's work out the sugya. That's under mamash. That's under sugya. Like Rashi and Tosfos. Let's work out slowly. Like Rashi and Tosfos. Each one, push it step by step. We'll see mamash kama dvorim push up shat. Mamash dvorim amukim in the seder apshat. Oh, like Rashi, come Tosfos. The Gemara is asking nikni nami ben meisera. The Gemara is asking that Reuven should be kind of the meisera midin tachshe the chamor. That the base pagel, only the base pagel. Zok the Ritz for the Ritz legs upshat right away. At the time, the Gemara was handling pshat. In the Makshin, at the one point, until the end of the Gemara, misunderstood the Makshin. When he had asked the Nikni Nami Maisera, the Lashon Bim Maisera means a part of the Maisera, he thought he meant half of the Maisera or more of the Maisera. He didn't realize he meant only base pagir. He didn't chap that he taka only meant the chelik that was base pagir. At the end of the Gemara speaks that clearly he meant base pagir, but he didn't chap it. So he asked, Seder, okay, you're telling me, you're going to say, Nechanami, it's a mistake in the Braisa. Nechanami, he's kind of chetzi, he's kind of chetzi. He's kind of, let's say, the Maisera is 2 feet. Ruvain's kind of 1 foot of the Meisera and Shimon's kind of another foot of the Meisera, more than the base pagir. Then the Gemara asked, the fee that Havona, he asked, in fact, the Gemara, how could that be? It doesn't make sense. Bishleim or Rochav Kani, I understand the Rochav, it means Ruvain could be kind of the foot, the half of the Meisera, the Kamagbele Ben Das, because Shimon is being Magbele for him. And the top is Meisera by my Kani. And the top is Meisera, how could Shimon be kind of? Shimon's Meng Hagba, Pashim Shah Rashi says, Shimon's Meng Hagba. But it's not a good Hagbah, because the second half of the Meisera, part of the Meisera, the base pagir, is sitting. It's one chayf, it's one item, the Meisera. And part of the Meisera, like we have in Daf Chesem and Aleph, just like a talis, part of it is sitting on the floor or a stool. You can't make Hagbah on part of the talis. Here also, you can't make Hagbah on part of the reins, and part of the reins is sitting on the Gemara, the Sfekti Gemara. But enough for Duchwein, first, Pashup Shan Rashi. The Gemara at this point understood that we're saying, you're koine, that the Ruvain on top was Reich of the Gemara is koine, chetzi Meisera. How did he understand? That he couldn't get to Meisera. How? Lefi Rashi, Ruvain never made a Meisera Kinyan on the Meisera. How could it be anything more than Meisera Pair? The Meisera Pair could be Nitval, it could be Tofel, it could be Nitval. Oh, but he never made it. How did he understand it? Chveknish with the Gemara. The Gemara is going to read the Chleder. Why would Shimon? The Gemara is going to. But Poshup Shah, where is the Meisera Kinyan? Lefi Rashi, Bishlam Lefi Toises in the Rash. Ruvain made a Meisera Kinyan on the Meisera. I could hear an Eden. He should be kind. But Lefi Rashi, he didn't make a Kinyan in the Meisera. What's Poshup Shah in the Gemara? So left leg, two leg, and push up shot. And the Gemara means to say, again, the Tartan here is not going why. He's just saying possibilities. He's saying like this. I can understand it's possible. It was a strange thing. If it's possible that Reuven would be cutting the chetzi maaser, if Shimon would pick up for him. But Shimon, his maaser kin zicha doesn't work. So what does that mean? It means, l'fi Rashi, you have to say, that right now the Gemara is saying, maybe Shimon did a full maaser shlichas for Reuven. The reason why Reuven would be kind of chetzi maaser and needs a foot in the maaser, because Shimon would be magbiya b'shurim, like a regular din zochin. Not a din, migud zochi. He's being zoicha, the second chelik of the maaser. Shimon's holding the maaser. Half he's holding for himself, and the second half, he's providing a mashiach, he's providing a hagbah for Reuven. Zok the Gemara, bishlema motzis l'meira. I could say that, that's possible to say. It's very strange, the Gemara's going to attack it later. It's not mistaber that Shimon would do such a thing. So the why is shver, that's later on. But the what is good. Rek the Gemara azay. Bishlema Reuven, I can understand I have a maisa kinyan to work with. It's possible that Shimon affords him a maisa kinyan. Shimon sends him a maisa kinyan. Shimon gives him a kinyan on his chetzi maisera. I'm sorry, Shimon's hagbah is felt. Shimon's hagbah on his chetzi maisera. He doesn't have Reuven to be mashlim for him. Why? Because there's no hakbova ben das. This is what we just read the Gemara. If you look at Rashi, this is what the words of the Gemara mean. Bishleim or Reuven, he has Shimon who could be picking up for him. Shimon could pick up for him. He could give him a kinyan, gavaldik. But Shimon who's trying to do a kinyan by himself, and his kinyan is not a good kinyan, and his chetzi, because the second chelik is munach agabe karka, yeah? So, no one's picking up for him. There's no ben das. There's two questions. This is the way we just read the Gemara of Rashi. There's two shilas that need to be explained. Mamish Poshim Shad and Rashi. Poshim Bezim Shad. What's the difference? Hare, Zoivi, we're saying Shimon could help out Reuven. Right now we're thinking they're helping out each other. Zoivi, Shimon picks up part of the Meiseir for Reuven. Why don't we say whatever kinyan Reuven made on the Meiseir, on the base Pagge, is for Shimon also? The Gemara sounds like this. Bishlema, the second half of the Meiseir, it's in the hand of the Shimon. Shimon's picking it up. And he's picking up more than the second half. He's picking up the full Meisera until the base Pagay is picking up for Reuven. That other part, he's picking up for Reuven. The more it sounds like, but the other, we're dealing with Shimon's perspective. The other Chalik, no one's picking up. It's not a Ben Das. It sounds like the Chamor is picking it up. No, what do you mean? Reuven's crying? It's Medav Zogin, Pashup Shan. It's a little bit of an oimic. Pashup Shan and Rashi, Medav Zogin, Azoy. That's a Ventik. What type of kinyan you're making? Hagbah, and you make a Hagbah and a Meshicha directly on a Chayfetz, you could still let to somebody. But this musik of Rashi, kechamor, as tashir chamor, what's the pshat? The oimek advarim lefi Rashi is that when you're cutting to something because it's tough for the chamor, the pshat is you're cutting without a maisa kinyan. It's not pshat that I made a maisa kinyan. I made a maisa kinyan on the chamor. The tashir chamor shlepsich with the chamor. The tashir chamor shlepsich with the chamor. It's nigra mele b'mabos of the chamor. He didn't make up a zunder maisa chnosel rishus on the chamor. Reuven on the baispagel. When Reuven's cutting the baispagel, the pshat is he's kind of without making a maisach nasu shus on the base baget. He makes a maisach nasu shus on the chamor memelo in the chalois kinyan, in the chalois of the kinyan, in the chanos of the shus, that's chal on the Reuven, it's chal on the chamor, it schleps around the base baget. But he never made a hagboy, he never made a maisach nasu shus on the base baget. Zok the Gemara Gavaldik, Pashup Shat. Bishleima, the second half that's in Shimon's hand, Shimon made a maisach bo. He could give it to Reuven. But the chalik of the base baget, Reuven never made a maisach kinyan on it. What is it doing? It's lying on the chamor. It's not kamag b'beit ben das. It's lying on the chamor. Reuven was kind on a maisach kinyan. Reuven was kind on a direct maisach kinyan. The maisach kinyan is chal on the chamor. When the chalois kinyan is shlepsich, the nitfolon shlepsich in the chamor. Say to the hair, that's the lumdus of tachshir chamor. Tachshir chamor is not that I made a direct maisach kinyan on the tachshir. I didn't make a maisach nosel shus. A maisach nosel shus me'mel it's nitfol yen a chalik. But there's still a big glaring problem with Rashi. Seder, so we understand why Reuven can't help out Shimon in his problem. Reuven can't compensate Shimon's problem. Shimon can compensate, could help out Reuven more than compensate. Give Reuven anything. He can provide him with a hakbo. He can provide him with a hakbo. I was like a pellet. And again, I'm not in the why, I'm in the what. Why are we assuming right now? How? How are we assuming right now that Reuven is being koine the chetzi meiseru with Shimon's hakbo for him? Finished. The same way there's a hole in Shimon's Hagbah, not in the Das, in the Maisa Kinyan. The same way there's a hole in the Shimon's Hagbah, right now Shimon's Hagbah is not a good Hagbah, because the end of the base Pagah is on the Chamor, so it's not a good Hagbah, it's not a good Hagbah for Shusoy. So how could it help Reuven? I'm not asking the Gemara's Kashya, the Gemara later on is going to ask, why would Shimon have in mind? Shimon's not coming to do Chesed. Shimon, if Shimon's not coming himself, he's not coming to mind. Like now, let's say Shimon wants to do Chesed. Let's say Shimon wants to be. It's Mavur in the Gemara, Halacha L'Maisa, if Shimon has in mind for Reuven, for whatever reason, Halacha L'Maisa, Reuven's going to be kind of chetzi moiser. They're staying in the Gemara, at least chetzi moiser. Apella, how could he use Shimon's Maisa Hagbah? Even if the shlicha Shimon is nishkin, it's a kailik and ma'is agbo. It's agbo that's munachas agabe karka. How could he use? How could? Zokta Marie Kass and Shifin. You're so gullible. Zokta Marie Kass and Shifin. Pasha pshat. I have no other pshat Rashi. Zokta Marie Kass and Shifin. Pshat like this. Sedentzach. Teltzach. If we look at the ma'is agbo, these are the words. If you look at the ma'is agbo agabe Shimon, it's talking not a good ma'is agbo. When we look at the same exact ma'is agbo for Reuven, if he's going to do it for himself, it's not good. But he's coming to b'shlichas of Reuven. He's doing b'shlichas, shlichas, parsha shlichas for Reuven. For Reuven, that same ma'is agbo is a good ma'is agbo. Why? Zokta Marie Kass asks like this. Why is it not a good ma'is agbo? Back to Daf Chesem and Aleph, k'munachas agabe karka. If I do a ma'isa, I do a kinyan on a chayfetz, and part of it is still munach agabe karka. The chamor and our sugi is like a karka k'pshutoy. So I can't be kind of even part of the chayfetz because that wasn't my beer all chayfetz. Zokta Marie Kass, that's all agabe shimin. With a base bagger, those 3 inches of base bagger, Shimon never made a kinyan on it. Shimon's coming to make a kinyan on everything else except for the base bagger. He can't. It's kimunach agabe karka. But Reuven was already kinyan it. Meeting base bagger. Reuven made a ma'isa kinyan rochav or manik v'ragu, and he's already kinyan a base bagger. Zokta Marie Kass. Legabe that, there's no chesaron of kimunach agabe karka. That's mamish's loshen. Loshen is there's a chesaron called a munach agabe karka, and that which munach agabe karka makes a chesaron is only someone who wasn't kinyan it yet. Someone who's kinyan it yet. With a different kinyan, with a kinyan agbo, with a kinyan based bagel, it's nichla and rochov. So it's tzvelnish, it's a gvalik. The guy be shimmit if he's coming to use it for himself, it's not good. But for Reuven, it is good. But the zach is a plea, is good. What's Mirkat saying? If there's a chesaron of kimunach al karki, he didn't make agbo, so who cares? Zach to Mirkat. The guy be Reuven, it doesn't bother me that Shimon didn't make agbo in the whole chayfetz, because he's already kinder. He's already kinder? So what? But he didn't make agbo. This is a sugi arucha, and please, tell me if they have another rabbi. This is a sugi arucha like the Nesidus. This sugi is a sugi arucha, and you can't bakar. There's no other way. If you Rashi, if you learn like Rashi, see Tosis and the Rashi is not a right. But you learn the Gemara like Rashi, that we're dealing with, that Reuven never made a Maisa Kinyan in the Bechlal and the Mesirah. He's coming with Shimon. It's a sugi arucha that he explained in the Nesidus and Daf Chesam Aleph. And the Nesidus learned that the Chesaron of Munachas HaKabikarka is not a header. It's not Pshat when there's a chilik of the Talis. This munach agabe karka, I've not sufficiently done an agbo. The seedus tainu fakern, and the chilek of the talis, I did hagbo. Hagbo, even when the chilek is munach agabe karka, I did hagbo. Now the chilek that's munach agabe karka is all good klapei chutz, it's shter, it's a positive shter. It doesn't allow us to see if a chilek of the talis is a rois in my rishus, and I'm coming to make a maisa of achnos al rishus, I can't see, and in achnos al rishus, I can't see l'chatzoi. I can't see that the chilek of the talis is blowing me, if the chilek of the talis is sticking out, shtep the rois, I can't see Nachmanos Lushus. That's the chesaron. It's a positive fragger. That's the whole word of Nesivis. Hagbo I did is a good hagbo. Zokta Marie Kass Niflidik. Legabe Shimon. Shimon's coming to make a hagbo on the Mesirah. This item called the Mesirah. So part of it, this rains. Part of it's lying on the Chamar. He's not kind it. It's still out of Lushus. It's a felt in his hagbo. But legabe Reuven, who already was kind of based Pavagel. So that had those 3 inches of the rains are in his Lushus. So Kumtois, that bone, the rest of the house has no fragger. It doesn't have a shter. Nothing's bothering it. It's a blight, a good to hagbo. This is all like the Nesivis. If you understand the Poshup Shat, that by Munach Agabe Karka means, so the hagbo is not a good hagbo, it's a half hagbo. You want Magbi of the Talis. So who cares that the other Chilik of the Talis is already Konui? But you didn't make a hagbo. It's a Muchach, and you can't, it's another Pshat, it's another Pshat of Firashi. If Firashi is a Sugi Arucha, that the Sur of Munach Agabe Karka is Felnish and Etzim Hagbo. Hagbo is a good to hagbo. No, there's a shter that the other thing is sticking out of my Rishus, and Meilu and Kenzogit. The Legabe Reuven, that he's kind of ready to base Pagel. He's ready kind of base Pagel. The Meilu is no chesor in Nagbon. This is Poshup Shad. Mamish Poshup. This is Dav Yoim. Don't Dav Yoim yet. Poshup Shad if you Rashi. The only way to learn is Nesivis Poshup Shad in what the Gemara is asking. So Nochamo. So we have Shad in the Gemara if you Rashi. The Gemara is saying like this. Bishleim Reuven, we could understand the why is fair. But if Lu Yitzur Shimon would want to give him Hagbo, he could give him Hagbo. But Legabe Shimon himself, he has Hagbo, and Reuven is not giving him any Maisa Kinyan, because Reuven is not making a Maisa Kinyan on the base Pagel. In fact, Gemara, so how could Shimon be Kinyan? Gemara, you're right. First Gemara made a toast, and he said, and Echanami Reuven's Kinyan the whole Maisera, because again, he misunderstood, and Reuven's Kinyan the whole Maisera. Maybe Shimon's doing a Hagbo Legamri for Reuven, and Shimon's only Kinyan Masha Tophis Beyoda. He's like, Gemara, that's not Mestabe, and now the Gemara finally texts. Why? Why in the world would Shimon do? Why would Shimon be Magbia for Reuven if he's not being Kinyan for himself? So Gemara, you're right. Taka never meant that. I meant that only Reuven should be kind of the base pagia. He has a regular kin in the chamor, and Shimon is only kind of the toughest beer there. But the ganze sugi remains halach lemaisa. If Shimon decides to be a bal chesed, it's halach lemaisa for Rashi. If Shimon decides to be a bal chesed, he could be kind of for Reuven, and even though he can't be kind of for himself, he can be kind of the messiah for Reuven. Ganze sugi is more Rashi. I want to add on one prat. So another interesting part. The state lemaisa that Reuven could be kind of the base pager, right? Why on the kinyan of the base pager isn't there a chesaron of kumunachas agave karka? We have yisoy. When you want to be kind of chelik of a chefetz, when you want to be kind of chelik of a chefetz, you can't do a maisa kinyan on a chelik of the chefetz. That's what we see. Why? We explain like the nesivis. Even though if you could do a maisa kinyan on a chelik of the chefetz, technically the maisa kinyan is of the achnas lushu, so we can't see the chelik of the chefetz. So frega chal maisa. Say state that Reuven's kind of the base pager. The base pager is the chelik of the reins. How is he kind of the base pager? The maisa, the rest of the reins is chutz from the lushu. Why is the chesaron of the reins kumunachas agave karka? So you'll ask me, what do you mean? It's like you see mashatofes b'yodu. You see when a person's holding part of the reins and the talus in his hands, he's kind of mashatofes b'yodu. And there we say it's not a problem. So I think it's a great sechili. When a person's kind of mashatofes b'yodu, when a person has something in his hands, the Gemara Daf Chesem and Aleph says, "Come on, the pasuk dummy." The Loshon and the Ritva and Arsugi brings the same as that Loshon by us. Mamish and the Maskana, the Ritva twice, the Ritva Chadashim, the Yishonim. It's come on the pasuk. When you have a kinyan yad and part of the chayfet is in your hand, I hear it. Come on the pasuk. There's no chesaron of kumunach agave karka. In the Rach and the Zayin state mefurish, that's the whole bria of man command the posik. The whole bria of command the posik is to take away the problem of kumunach agave karka, that I don't have to do a full achnas b'shus and the whole chayfetz. I'm able to look at his command the posik. I'm going to be kind of this thing is command the posik. Frege chashayla. When on the word of Rashi, tachshir chamor kechamor, does that accomplish a command the posik? Do we say that the base pagay is considered command the posik from the rest of the chayfetz? So in the Lashon, the Ritva, Meduktik Heitev Nat, you look at the Ritva again, the Ritva Hashan, the Ritva Heitev Nat, I think it's Kaman Mukhaz, Shlodim Bezeksas. Because Lu Yitzur would be Kaman Deposik, then it shouldn't create a problem. The whole Sugi is Mavur, that there's a problem in Shimon's Hagbo. Shimon's Meng Hagbo, Shimon can't make a good Hagbo. Why can't Shimon make a good Hagbo? Because the base Pagay is on, because the base Pagay is the Chelik of the reins is on the horse. If it's Kaman Deposik Dummy, why is it there? It's Kaman Deposik Dummy. It's a Chelik, it's a separate Chelik of the Talus. Command the pasuk of the yad doesn't share the other person. When part of the chayfetz is in somebody's hand, it doesn't share the other person. We don't say it's kumunachas agave karka. If lu yitzur, the yisur of Rashi, kechachamor dummy, is going to create a halacha, is going to create a command the pasuk dummy, why is it shter shimon? Why is it shter shimon? So I'm not to say, it's not to say that taka command base pagid does not create a command the pasuk dummy. It's mitval, but there's no klar, it's not tachas yodo. It's not tachas yodo. He's not the chamor. Someone's holding something tachas yodoy, so we see that tilt us up. It's not tilt us up. There's a possibility to dan it kichamor dami, but it's not peetzim and mitzias. We don't look at it as tilt up. So back, why is no chesaron kumunach agave karka? This comes up in a word. I think it's a richtig word. I think on this mahalach kinyan of kichamor dami, there's taka no chesaron kumunach agave karka. When you make a hagbo and you make a meshicha and you make a mesir, when you come in to do a direct ma'isa kinyan, direct ma'isa kinyan of achnos l'shusa to a chayfetz. So there's a chesaron kumunachas agave karka, like we said from the nesivis. I'm trying to be machnas rishus. I'm trying to exercise achnas rishus in the chayfetz, and part of it's sticking out of my rishus. I can't see achnas rishus. Oh, but what's the whole vorek hamor domi? We said this before in Rashi. The whole vorek hamor domi is the tachshik hamor on the ma'isa kinyan. I don't have to make a ma'isa kinyan. I'm never making a direct ma'isa achnas rishus on the base pagel. I can make a ma'isa achnas rishus on the hamor, and even with that, it doesn't have to go over. It's on the hamor. The hamor schleps sich. The hamor alone schleps sich the tachshik. That's coming from the hair. Of them passionist the chesaron in the nesivus, the way the nesivus is. Of them passionist the chesaron of kumunachas agave karka. A chayfetz that I have to make achnos l'shus and have to see achnos l'shus. Over there, we say if a chelik of the chayfetz a rois my l'shus that doesn't allow that shters the ability to see achnos l'shus. But kechamor dom yatashir chamor that it's coming through. It's coming memela. It's coming with memela. It's memela. I don't have to make achnos l'shus. Over there, ken zayin. There's bechalal no chesaron. Bechalal, the whole musik of kumunachas agave karka doesn't exist. Yeah, this is all to say there's sugi l'fi Rashi. He tells us in the Rosh, so the sugi starts to live in sugi. He tells us in the Rosh, it's come up punk faker. He tells us in the Rosh, Reuven's making a richtige mashicha. He's making a richtige mashicha, richtige mashicha on the Maaseir. There's a side, if you're Moshe Chachamor, and you have a Nas, you have a Moin to be kind of, Kelem Shalel, so you're kind of, we're going, the Maaseir is going with that side, and you made a richtige mashicha on the Maaseir, that's what the sugi is downing on. First of all, the first question is the basic question. is that why does Reuven have to come on to Shimon Bechlal? It's a mamish of a character question for Rashi. Rashi, we don't understand how Reuven gets any part of the Meisir. But if he ties us in the rush, it's from Fakert. Reuven is making a Gewaldig Mashiach. Right in the behemoth, he's galloping with this behemoth. In the behemoth, the whole Meisir is being schlepped. Half of the Meisir is being schlepped. The whole Meisir, the entire reins is being schlepped. How much of the reins is Reuven doing a Mashiach? The entire reins, the entire Meisir. So why does he Bechlal have to come on to Shimon? Why is it the Mavur in the Gemara that Reuven has to come on to Shimon's Hagbo? Rashi, I understand why Reuven has to come on to Shimon's Hagbo, because Reuven didn't make a Meisir Kinyan on the Meisir. Reuven never made a direct Meisir Kinyan. He made a, it's a Takshel Chamor. But if he ties us, he made a Richter Mashiach. Why does Reuven have to come on to Shimon's Hagbo? This is the rough account, this is the makor of the Rosh and the Afches and Aleph, we have the Shita, the Rosh, this famous Rosh, the Psych and the Sugya of Menachas of Akarka, the Rosh said he is Soid. Then with two people, Shnaim Shek Biyu Talis, the Rosh says, even if both are doing a proper Akbar, they're picking up a very short Talis, the Rosh says. And the Rosh holds when two people pick up a short Talis, they're both doing Akbar Kulai. So what's the concern? Why does Reuven and move on the morning of Chesem and Aleph? Reuven has to come out to Shimon and Shimon has to come out to Reuven. So to Rosh and I, he said, Tvisas Chaveiroi Mevatel. Es kinyoni shel chaver. But Agav, although Yishenim and Yishenim don't agree to this. They don't agree to that. They say each one separate. The fact that you're being teufis, but the Rosh made a yisoy, that if I'm trying to do a maisa agbo, a maisa vachnosel urshus, at the same time that Yen is doing teufis in the chayfetz, Yen is being teufis in the chayfetz, Yen is tvisa, achnosel urshus urshtez nachud. You know what the makar of the Rosh is? Mar sugya. The Rosh is ikar, makar is mar sugya. Dr. Rosh, I see that the whole sugya. Why? Because mavur and sugya, they're ruving, this kasha we're asking. That Reuven has to come out to Shimon's Agbo. Why does Reuven have to come out to Shimon's Agbo? Reuven's doing a Mashiach and all chayfetz. The Teretz is this Yisoy. Reuven's doing a Mashiach and all chayfetz. But what's Mashiach? Achnas l'shusa. And Shimon is being magbia directly that chetzi of the chetzi of the Maisera. Shimon's tvisa is mevatel. Dr. Rosh. Shimon's tvisa is mevatel. Achnas l'shusa of Reuven. So Mela, I have to come out to Shimon. I have to come out to the sugya. Man, Riyam Yitzil Chaver. How do you solve that problem? If Shimon has me in mind, Shimon's not only doing his achnas l'shusa for himself. He's doing it for me also. His Sechnos Hashus is not coming against me. The state Mefurish in the Rosh in Shita Dafches in our Sugi Bekitzer, he says the same thing. He takes the Rosh in the Matzkon Sugi, he says the same thing. Poshub Shal, if you the Rosh, and again, if he ties us in the Rosh, I don't have L'chur, the Raivin and the Rajbo, I'm going to have to learn the Sugi Amish. And Chanam, the Raivin and the Rajbo, the Rajbo, we're going to take Rashi over in the Sugi. The Raivin and the Rajbo, we saw on Daf Ches, we disagreed with the Rosh, L'chur, again, this Sugi, we're learning Daf Yomi today. If you learn like Taisus in the Rosh, it's a Mefurish of Poshup Shah Tzugia. That is Mechiach this Yisoid. There's no other way to get out of it. It's Muchach this Yisoid of the Rosh. The Poshup Shah is Mechiach. The Yenis Tfis is Mevatel, is Mevatel, Kinyon Shah Chaver. Oh, but there's not a problem. And this is not Mefurish in the Mefurish. Not a big problem. Mefida Taisus in the Rosh. Poshup Shah again. Why? What's the Vishleim of the Gemara? The Gemara says, L'chera comes out. If you ask me what's happening over here is, Reuven's doing a... Reuven's doing a Mashiach on the whole Mesera. And Shimon's doing a Hagbo on Kamat the whole Mesera except for the part that's on the base Pagir. Frekti Gemara, I understand that after Shimon stares Reuven, Shimon could help out Reuven by giving him picking up his Chetzi Mesera for Reuven. But the other way, Frekti Gemara, Bishlam Shimon is Magbia Ben Das. But Shimon, how does Shimon kind of? There's no Hagbo Ben Das. And that's a Tmiya. Bishlam Lefi Rashi, we said, I've heard before. Rashi holds that Reuven's never doing a Maisa Kinyan on the base Pagir. Rashi holds it's a Mahalach of Takshit Chamor Chamor. So he says that's not called a Maisa Kinyan. And that it's not a direct Maisa Kinyan that you could be Miyachis to somebody else. Oh, but Reuven's doing a Mashiach. As Oivi Shimon Kishtel to Hagbo to be Mashlim Reuven's Mashiach. Reuven can be Mashlim, Reuven Kishtel to Mashiach. The Mashlim Shimon's Hagbo. What's the Chil? Harei Saivi said we're talking about the Achnos Lashusa. The Maya Achnos Lashusa stares you Achnos Lashusa. Reuven's Achnos Rosh Shter, Shimon's Achnos Rosh, and Shimon's Achnos Rosh Shter, Reuven's Achnos Rosh. So each one is gives to itself. Poshim Shalom the Gemara. What's the Bishleim of the Gemara? Lefitoy. It's a Tamiya. Lefi Rashi, there was no Maisa Kinyan. Lefitoy is a Maisa Kinyan. So there's a common thing you could say. I want to say Lemaisa, but I think Nir Madvorm is the Emes of Ort. It's totally in the next sugya a little bit. This common stodim you could down over here. If you have more time, we could be marach in this. Well, I think Ken Zayin, Matzia Zayin, Emes of Ort. That one's going to be baidik in the next week. The Ken Zayin, present the word in Meshicha Shalel. This mahalach, if he toises, how are you doing a Mashiach on the Meisera? How are you doing a Mashiach on the Meisera? You're doing a Poshen Mashiach on the Meisera? So he said, if he toises, you are doing a Mashiach, not like Rashi on the Mashiach. But it's a Mashiach through a Chamor. You're not doing a direct, it's a ripple effect. Azoi v'yizchal Mashiach on the Chamor, with the Chamor, to see next week, more befrages. But azoi v'yizmach Mashiach on the Chamor, together with the Chamor, it's chal Mashiach on the Chamor, and the male it's chal Mashiach on the Kelim Shaleh also. Ken Zayin, if a Zama Halach, it's not Shaykh Bechlau, Magbi Metzi Lechaver. when I'm doing a direct Maisa Kinyan on the Chayfus, I can do it with Chaver, I can do it with Chaver. I can do it, Shimon's doing a direct Maisa Agbon on Maisera, he could give it to Reuven. But Reuven's not doing a direct Maisa Meshicha on the Maisera. He's doing a Maisa Meshicha on the Behema, and through that, it's going over to the Chamor. The Behema is giving it to Reuven, to Shimon. The Behema is giving it to Shimon, because he's not going to Shimon. Behema is giving it to himself. So Ken Zayin over there, what do you want to say? I want to be Meyachis. The Mamela Chelik, the Chelik of the Kalim Shalev, they don't want to be Yachz Hashem. Can't then, that's not possible, Bechla. And the Mashiach, with the Guf Mashiach, Machsich in the Chamor. Or no, Mamela, it's Chal in the base, in the Moisera. Azazach, I can't spalt. If I'm giving the whole Chamor, if I'm giving the Chamor to Shimon also, I can Yachz to Shimon also. Over at Kama, I'm doing the Iker Maisa Kinyan on the Chamor. On the Mamela, it's Chal Mamela, it's Chal afterwards. As Ovi, I was creating the Chamor, it's Chal now also on the base, on the Moisera. That I can't say I'm being meyache is the base pagir. The base pagir is totally on the chamor, and the chamor you're not being meyache to Shimon. Chamor you're not being meyache to Shimon. The Mela come to us, Silefi Rashi and Steve Toys, that's what I like about this. It's mamish the same, it ends up being the Pshan the Gemara is the same thing. The Pshan the Gemara is, the Lashon the Gemara is Azoy. The Bishleim of Shimon has Shimon Kamagba Be'edas. That means Shimon's doing a direct Maisag Bon on the Chayfin. Mashenkin, the Klung of the Gemara is. Mashenkin, the other side, it sounds like the Gemara, the chamor is holding it. We're saying that's true, the Firashi and Toysis, both of them, for different reasons. Firashi is Kaputo, the Chamor is the only one that's being Magbia, he's not doing Bechlala Maisag Bon on the base Faget. It's Katash and Chamor. The Firashi, even though at the end of the day, the Maisakinin is Chal on the Aleh, but the Maisakinin heaps Chon from the Chamor. The Maisakinin that he's doing heaps Chon from the Chamor, and that he's not being Miyachas Haver. So Memela, what is the blibe? The blibe is that the only thing that's being Magbia is Bendas. It's not a Bendas, it's a blibe that the Chamor itself is holding the Maisira for Yenna.
Why should it be like that?
If
the Rosh explains that the Siva Wine, the Sheikh on the Behema helps for the Maisira, so if they bring Moshe.
We have to see next week. I'm naming on. Let's see next week. Naming on, it's not so posh. It's not just the tank. We have to see next week. Snapshot, the Mashiach is a way to hold on to, the Behema is holding on to the Kalim and using it as a Yadda Richter to be Moshe the Kalim. It's chal. You make a mashiach on the chamor, and as though even the mashiach is chal on the chamor, it's chal also on it. That's what I'm saying. That's there. It's but that hanocha, and that's the lumdis over there. So then maybe you can't spalt it up.
You can't make the mashiach on the chamor in a way that it wouldn't be a steer to someone else that's not from the
shul. You could, but you it's only if you're talking mezakim something. You're not being mezakim anything there. He's not using the chamor for everything. If in halochi you needed the chamor for something, maybe you could do that. But if halochi he's not using the chamor, maybe you can't do that. Again, this is Pashup Shan, the Sugya, in the Chelik of the Mesir of the Sugya. I want to go back to the Chelik of Roichev of the Sugya, the Yehochi, Agdom. So now, if you're Rashi, it's not the Gemara was handling the same Gemara, whether or not you're Koine Barochev, or whether or not you're Koine Bemane Baraglov, the same Gemara. But Toysis and the Rosh are Gurus, they're Mekayim the Gears of Yehochi. And the Toysis and the Rosh state, the Ganze Agdom, that the whole Nidan, the whole Shmuz of the Maisera, that Reuven should maybe be Koine the Maisera, is only, is Musna, only if we're dealing with the Kinyan Mashiach, Mane Baraglov. Or we're dealing with the Kinyan Rochav, even if Rochav is Kani, on the Tzad of Rochav Kani. If we're dealing with the Sugya of Rochav, the whole Sugya until now, the Sugya of Rochav, there's no Tzadish recurring in the Maisera. Those statement takes it in Rosh. But it's Cholak has Barosan, there's a big Shini in Pshat, why is that true? The Tosis Rosh Zokt, the reason why is that true, if we're going through the Kinyan Rochav, there's no Tzad that Reuven's Kani in the Maisera, Zokt, the Tosis Rosh. Hi, Rochav is a Mashiach, Zokt, the Tosis Rosh, yeah. But it's an under sort of Mashiach. The Tosis Rosh is, when you do a Kinyan Rochav, he's not doing the Kinyan, the Reichiv is not doing a Maisa Bechalan, the Gufa Behema. He's sitting on the Behema, and the Behema is also Machmos and Machmos Atzmoy. The Behema goes by himself. So even though we have a Sugi later on that you can do a Mashiach on a Chamor, and it's somehow works on the Kalim, that's only if it's the same type of a Mashiach. That's if you do a Mashiach, you do it in the Gufa of the Chamor, that could also work on the Kalim. Of a Zah Mashiach, which you don't, which is Reichiv, Bishlem and Manu Baragel, the same type of Mashiach, similar enough type of Mashiach that could work for the Kalim. Of the Mashiach of Rochel, the Mashiach of Rochel, we're not doing something in the Gula Behema, you're just sitting on the Behema, the Behema is going itself. That Avad is not Shaykh by the Kalim. And Poshup Shad, the Rosh is a Tamiya Noyo. What's the Rosh talking about? However, we're on the Tzad Roch of Iskani. We're on the Tzad Roch of Iskani. On the Tzad Roch of Iskani, we hold L'chaira that it is considered the Hilich L'Behema, the Rosh, the whole Sugi goes, not like Rashi, that Roch of is, that it's Holich Mahmose, it is a Mashiach. Roch of Iskani because of Mashiach. We're on the Tzad of Roch of Kani. So the Maisa, we are me Yachasitim. So if it's a Mashiach, Akam are going on the Tzad. If the Mashiach on the Behema works for the Kalim, what's the difference between Rochem and Manu Baraglov? Toysis state a bit slantish. Toysis state is a big shini between Toysis and the Rosh. Toysis says differently why there would be a chilek between Rochem and Manu Baraglov. Toysis says Manu Baraglov is a Mashiach. But Rochem It's Kenyan Mesira. Mesira. Mesira, don't get confused with Moisera and Mesira. Kenyan Mesira and the Mishnah Kedushin, the Fafay Amabes. You know, you give over the reins, you give over the string of the boat. It's a Kenyan Mesira. Rochav is a Kenyan Mesira, like the Gemara mentioned before, it's toughest Moisera. The Kenyan of Mesira is Shaykh only by two types of metalton. It's going Moshe Shem, no way, it's only Shaykh by a Svin and a Baal Chayim. By regular metalton, like a Moisera, like a regular items, regular metalton, Mesira is not Shaykh. So when you do Mashiach on a Chamor, you could be kind of metalton alev, because Mashiach is kind of metalton. If you do Kenyan Rochav, which has to do with Moisera, Mesira, yeah? If there's a Mesira, so the Mesira doesn't work by the metalton. And to me, you know, what's he doing about? Kenyan Rochav is a Kenyan, the whole Sugya, Taisa says Kenyan Rochav, is a Kenyan Mashiach. It has to be Ozel Machmose later on, the last place of the page. Because Lehedia, if you have a Kenyan Rochav, it is not going to be Ozel Machmose. There are people there, there are people, too many people talking on their cell phones, and the Mela, you're not going to, the Chamor is not going to move. Taisa says, you're not going it. You're not going it. You need a Hilach Machmose. Taisa state, you need a Hilach Machmose. If you need Hilach Machmose, it's a Kenyan Mashiach. What's Taisa talking about? A Kenyan Mesira. To Pelotic and Taisa. So I want to be makdim. This is for the sugvar we're trying to go to. I think Dachzach and Taisa is in the Rosh. It's a Gili in the previous sugya. Dachzach and Taisa in the Rosh state that even the Rishonim who argue on Rochav, argue on Rashi and say Rochav is a Hilach Machmose, state Stein Taisa is in the Rosh, I think Bashinui, and it's not a Poshur Kenyan Mashiach. This is the Alf base, look at it. State Sayin Toys Sai, even the Rishonim who said Rochav is also Machmose, it's not a Poshe Kenyan Mashiach. Let's start with the Rosh. That's in this Rosh, you have to Mesharach. There are two other Toys are Rosh. So it's three Toys of Rosh, and I'm saying it's Alf Weiss Einzach. This Toys of Rosh, who said the Mashiach, even if the Mashiach of Rochav works, it's not going to work on Kalim. The Rosh, the first Rosh we had this week, Tafet Tafetesim Aleph, Toys of Rosh, Fek and Ayakasha, Toys is handling, the Gemara is being Badaik. If the Brises have to say every time the Gemara had a diak that it says Moshech van Hoga in Rechiv Eloi, so the Sharon bring it that every time in Shas when we say the Kenyan of the Behemah, we have to mention all the Hechatimsis of the Behemah. Frek the Tais Zorosh, Teich the Dvar. Why does the Mishnah Kedushin that mentions Hagba, mentions Mashiach, mentions Mesira, why does the Mishnah mention Rochinyan Rochav? That way, if you go hold Rochav Kani, why does the Mishnah Kedushin of Chafei Ameis mention Mishnah Rochav? Zok there as Balbat to Teretz and Chanami because certain behemoths, but it's not always Shaykh and Behemoth, Behemoth, Gasa, Kinyan Rochav. But the Kasha is a Tinyan Erev. The Vel Lewis, the Vel Dez Kasha. The Mishnah and Kedushin has to mention every single Echatimsa of Mashiach. The Mishnah and Kedushin doesn't mention Manik, doesn't mention Manik Bekol, doesn't mention Kurla Vibo. It says Mashiach. Go figure out Mashiach. Look at the Rambam. Rambam Per Bezach and Mechir says Ketzad be Mashiach. The Mishnah and Kedushin, same with the Rambam. Avada, the Echatimsa is a Vahadur Mashiach. What's my kasha? If Rochav is Eichatims of Mashiach, what kasha is Rosh asking? The Mishnah should mention Rochav. It's stating the Ritva that stating Shemus makes Rosh Muchach from his kasha, and Rochav isn't a Poshah. And we're going to go back, and the first Rosh is Mamish the Rosh for the beginning of the Sugya, the Chesim Abbas. Poshah is the base of Pshah and the Sugya. In the Gemara, the beginning, the Psych of our Sugya, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda heard from Shmuel, the Ezra heard from Yehuda from Shmuel, that Shmuel was Mesapik about Kinyan Rochav and Kinyan Manik. And the more originally thought he had a mina that maybe he's downing him Kenyan Rochav and Manik Luchudei. Maybe one of them is not Koini. Zok to Gemara in the beginning of the Sugya. Ken is that he had a suffix of Kenyan Rochav and Manik? Because Manik, could be Manik, it can't be Koini. Manik Baragov is a Mashiach. Is there a man that holds Mashiach and not Koini? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says about it, that wasn't a suffix. That's the Gemara. Frek to Yishonim, Toises brings. Rashi holds in Kedushin, Daf Chechav and Mebeis. And there's a man number two Tanoim. Mayor Velozer who say, they only Koini Behem and Mesir. Zok Tais says Rashi is wrong. It doesn't mean only b'mesira after b'mesira, because our Gemara names on Poshet that Avada Mashiach is kind in the Vehema. But Rashi is very shver. How could the Gemara scream out that for sure the Gemara, for sure you're kind of Mashiach? Rashi says this two Tanoim old that you're only kind of a b'mesira, not b'mesira. That's the Kasha Dushen. Bring to Rana Mahalach. Rana says I have a Mahalach trying to answer Rashi. Avada this two man Omer Mahold that you're not kind of Mashiach. But Shmuel had this suffix about Rochav and Manik. He can't hold like them. It has to be he holds the Mashiach's koine. Again, there are two men who hold Mashiach's not koine by Behem. Two Tanoim, Blazer, Mayor, they hold that it's not koine. Oh, but Shmuel, Dr. Ran, Shmuel, Rashi, the way Rashi looks at Shmuel, Zichr doesn't look like him. How do I know? He spoke about Manik and Rochav. One of them for sure is koine. Dr. Ran, either one of them is koine, that's Mashiach. Manik for sure is koine and Mashiach. And if Rochav is koine, they're all going out like Rashi. Rochav also is only koine because of Hoylik Mahmasi. So, but Manashach, one of them has to be koine and Mashiach. If at the very least Rochav is Koina, I see Rochav is Koina with the so it can't be. It's not Shver and Rashi. There are men that hold that you're not Koina Mashiach, but Vada Shmuel doesn't stim with them. They say Shtein the Ran that if Rochav is Koina, it's a Muchach that Mashiach is Koina. Talk like we just said, Rochav is Eichatim to the Mashiach. The Tezus Rosh brings the Ran. The Tezus Rosh over there brings the Ran. And he says, nearly, it's not a good Yishuv Adas Rashi. It's not a good Yishuv Adas Rashi. Why? Because maybe Rochav is koine, but still Mashiach is not koine. Rochav is taka koine. Because Rochav is odav, it's tofas bay. Rochav is odav, it's tofas bay. But a regular Mashiach, and he's talking about a good Mashiach, a nasa baraglov, a gewaltige Mashiach, a best Mashiach. Maybe that's not koine. Zok the Teizer Rosh, it's not Miyushav Rashi. If it's possible that Rochav Luchudei is koni, and we still hold a regular Mashiach, it's not koine. We have a machlekes Rishonim. The Ran says it's a stira. It cannot be possible that someone could hold Rochav is koine, and Mashiach is not koine. It can't be. The two things can't exist. Hooray, because Rochav is a hechatimsa for Mashiach. But Teis Rosh says it could exist. I could have someone who holds Rochav is koine, and a regular Mashiach is not koine, because Rochav is better, because Tof is bay. Shtek mefurush in the Teis Rosh that Rochav is not a regular Mashiach. L'chayra, l'chayra, near Madvon, the beer. I think it's karv, derech apshat. Shtek in the Teis Rosh, taka, not like I said before. They're in the Ran taka state, and the Rambam taka state, on the tzad that Rochav is koine. So in the Baal Batur, Shashayla, the Ramban, Baal Batur, the Shayla, the Ramban says that was the Nidin of the Sugya. So on the Yaches, the Hiluch, that the Behemah goes, Machmas, Kvedus, Odom, is that Mesiachistim, is not Mesiachistim. On the side of Rochav is Koine, the Shayla was Mesiachistim. It's a regular Mashiach, we're Mesiachistim. We pass him that it's enough Meyuchas to him to call a Mashiach, and the Mashiach itself is Koine. The Dachter Shtein, the Tezerosh, and we'll see soon, Tin Toises also, that no, even on the side it's Koine, there's no way we're going to be able to duplicate and replicate a regular Mashiach. A Mashiach that comes midin roichiv, midin yoshiv, it's for it. The behemah is doing it by itself. It's a lush on the rush, but it's a rush by us. As Rashbay says, the behemah is ozel machmose. Avada, if we want to create that there should be a balalei chetim so Mashiach, it's not true. We can't say the hachnosa l'rishusay of the Mashiach is created by the etzem hiluch of the behemah, because it's not enough miyuchas to me. It's only because we have to be mitzarev the maiser rechiva, stating the rush. It's muchach that part of the kinyan roichiv is a tziruv between the ma'aser rechiva before the tavas ma'aser. The rush is not doesn't need tavas ma'aser. What does it mean the ma'aser rechiva that he's sinning off the behema? Kinyan even by yoshiv bekaroyim, even though he's not sinning off the behema, but he's sinning in a matzav where he's fearing. He's sinning in a matzav where you see he's fearing the hiluch. Shtei da that's a tesefes on regular mashiach. A regular mashiach, the person's holding on to the side of the behema. He's not holding in a place where he's manig the item. He's not holding in a position that he's manig the item. In a regular Mashiach, what has to build up the Achnas L'Shusa is entirely the Mashiach. The Bayim is Moilich L'Cheifetz, Eifashu Yachboitz. That builds up the entire Achnas L'Shusa, that's entire Achnas L'Shusa. That facet, that dimension by Reuchiv is Zichr Nishda. I'm not being Moilich totally Machmasi. So what do I have to do? I have to compensate it by the fact that he's making the Maiser Rechiva. He's fearing the Chavis. When we think about riding, we just mean you're doing a Hechatimsa that the Behema should move. No, you're riding off the horse. You're proving. You're riding off the horse. Even if you're riding, you're controlling from the current. You're also, you're in a matziv where you're being shaylit off the Chavis. Can you stay in the Rosh? It's Muchach in the Rosh. From all these three Rosh. That's the Kinyan Rosh of his. Even the Cholkim and Rashi that say, at least the Rosh, be the Rosh, it's Cholik and Rashi. It says that you're kind of Machvis at Masas, Ogzim Machmosi, it's a tzirith between. The fact that you're a yoshiv, you're a roichiv, you're doing a maaser rechiva with the ilach machmasei, it's going to two things together. The mail is Dr. Rosh Gevaldik by us. That Dr. Rosh, it's a new type. It's not the regular Mashiach, Dr. Rosh. Dr. Rosh by us. That type of thing is not going to work for metaltalim. The whole maaser rechiva chelik, b'shlema the hilach shtel zichsu to the metaltalim. But the whole musik that he's sitting in a position that he's yoshiv and he's manik that doesn't talk to the metaltalim chlam. Gevaldik, that's pshat the Rosh. And Tosfos, I don't have as much time. So we'll start. In Tosis, I think, very similar, but in Tosis ends off differently. In Tosis, I think, the Aleph will be buried in the Rosh. And again, the Rosh is learning, and this is not like the Rambam. The Rambam Shtei Mefurish, like the Rambam Mekinin in Hilchas Mechira. The Rambam says Mefurish, that Roichav is a Hechatimsa. He brings it among the Hechatimsas of Mashiach. The Rambam says that on the Tzad that Roichav is Kani, it's not more Meyachas. It's enough Meyuchas to you. We can attribute it to you. It's a way of being Meyuch Lebehema. That's another way of being Meyuch Lebehema. But we just shown Teis Rosh not like that. That even the Tzad Rochav Koni, that can initiate, that can create Achnos L'Rushusa. That's the Teis's gate to Zelbeveg. Teis's learns that it can't create Achnos L'Rushusa. Ubefrat, that Teis's over here, it could be, this is the Nidin, Teis's in the second Chelek of the Sugya, after we have a Brice, so we already have a Mishnah, that says that Yosh is not Koine by Kalai. So we see that the Hilich Machmasi is not strong. The Hilich Machmasi is not strong. Teis's holds Zichr in the second Chelek of the Sugya, that you can't be Koine, the Kinyan Roichav is not, can't be Mevusas, can't be based only on the Hilich Machmasa. Tosfos holds I have to be Mitzarif, the Chelik of Kinyan Mesirah. Chelik of Kinyan Mesirah. The Etzim Bria that I'm saying is staying in the Furish and the Tzivis, Kuf Tzadik Zayin, says Lefi Toisvus, the halacha lemaisa, the kinyan roichev is a tziruf between mesira and mashicha. So he stayed into the tziruf. He wants to do a big thing with it. I'm sure to get at the end of the sugya. Shteik mefurish the tziruf from the kinyan mesira. What's the pshat? I want to say like this. The mashicha by itself is not enough. Even on a tzadroch of kani, it's not enough. You have to shtel zuchsu mesira. How could? What's the tziruf? So that we want to shtel to. Shtel to the rush. We spoke at last week in Asfin. The Rosh said, we saw that in the Kinyan Mesir is not just a symbolic achiza, it's somebody who looks like the Bailam. We saw in the Rosh, the Yisoid of Mesir is that now you're shailed off the Halachas HaChefetz. You're shailed off the Halachas HaChefetz. When the Bailam gives you over the reins, when the Bailam gives you over the thing that holds the Svina, it's not just you look like the Bailam. No, you need Achnos L'shusa. You need to be Machnis HaChefetz Tachas Roshuscha, Tachas Shlitoscha. No, when a person's holding the reins, we see him being shailed off that Halacha. That same halacha that he could do in a second, that usually happens in a second, we see him being shailed off that zach. We mean being shailed, he's shailed off that of that rishus. Kenzain shtein toisvus. That is the yisoid of Maseira and our sugya. We're not using Maseira, it should initiate the kinyan. Oh, but we're going to be mitzarei for Mashicha. That means I have a l'givisol hiluch machmose. Together with the Maseira, together with that I'm shailed of the chefetz. Aye, by Metzia and Hefker. By Metzia and Hefker, we say usually the Maseira can't create it. The third is, if the whole Hachnos L'shus has to come Mikoyach the Mesira, it's not strong enough. It's not strong enough to create it unless the Bailam, the original Bailam, who they were Shoilit off the Behema, gives me over the Mesira. By Metzi and Hefker, if I want to create, if it could be the catalyst, the Mesira should be the catalyst, it's not going to be good. But if I have a Mesira with a Mashicha, I have the two things and they're talking to the same thing. I'm doing it's a Shvacha Mashicha, that's the Chiddush of Tosfos. Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel. But each one is a gavissa shlit, is a gavissa rishus, is a gavissa exercising the rishus over the halachas of behema. That kufa could be, that kufa could be the kinyan in asugi. I had a gavaldik interesting diktuk in asugi before. Tais is the first time he mentions the toughest per meisir. He says, the lashon the gemara was, maybe rochav is better than the toughest ba. Lashon the gemara. Tais says, toughest ba doesn't mean the behema, means the meisir. So for me, I always learned, Tais is a change around the pshat. Toughest ba means, the word ba in it, it means in the meisir. Look at Tais, it's not like that. Toys the father, the words bum mean the animal. But Toys means, how am I holding the animal? Look at the Toys, the Toys says. He's saying, about the words bum means the animal. But Toys is saying, the way I'm holding the animal is not by holding between my legs, through the Mysera. Zok Toys is Lashon Toys. Through the Mysera, I'm holding the behemoth. State the word that the Mysera is a way of holding the behemoth. Like we say, the Russian Asvina, that's the Russian Asvina. Shtein Toys that this is it's like a niflet to get Sira. Mele Zok Toys is this the Hochi. Bishleima by the behemoth itself, I could be koina with the tziruf of Mesira and Mashicha. Because Mesira and Mashicha are two things that talk to Bali Chaim. They're Be'etzim Kinyonim that talk to Bali Chaim. They're both things that show Rishus, that show Achnos L'Rishus, that exercise and express Rishus, Achnos L'Rishus over a behemoth. So I can mitzarif them to be koina. But with the metalklin, I want to be koina in the kalim shaleha. Mesira doesn't talk, so I'm left with Mashicha, I'm left with the chilek of the hiluk without the Mesira. The Mesira doesn't talk, the male of Adas not koina. Only after the Mora said that we're koina, but manik biraglo, then that's a Mashicha that can also talk to the metal.